to speak to the water, the great lake flow. I am bound to the land, bound to my home. I can tell you
That is music from Mimi Obonisswin, and the song is called Where My Roots Grow. It's from her brand new record. She is from the greater Sudbury area and now lives in northern Ontario. Well, I guess Sudbury is in northern Ontario, but a little further south and east of Sudbury. And I'm so proud of her. She is constantly putting out great music. She moved out into the country to become a producer and stick with the land and, you know, grow vegetables and live off the land. So when I first met her, maybe about a decade ago, at a SEMA Christmas party, and she was just starting out. So congratulations, Mimi. We're always happy to play you on the show. Right now, let's hear something fun. This is from Brooklyn, New York, an indie pop band called The Drums. And this is a song called Days from their album Portamento, which came out in 2012.
Big up to jukebox sponsors Long & McQuaid Musical Instruments, proudly Canadian since 1956. Julian Taylor's Jukebox is broadcast weekly across more than 80 of the finest community, indigenous, and campus radio stations from coast to coast in Canada, the United States, and internationally.
This is Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
I'm Julian Taylor, and this is The Jukebox. That is Canadian rock band Red Light King from Hamilton, Ontario, and their song Evil Lies, which, you know what, you can hear on a bunch of rock stations across the country. It's from their album Our Blood, which was released in 2022. I'm Julian Taylor. I'm your host of The Jukebox. We've got music coming up from a band called Them Vibes. They're from Nashville, Tennessee, and they've got a song called Soul Satisfying. The beat on this song is awesome. When you first hear it, it really grabs you and pulls you in. Frazzy Ford, a artist from Vancouver, with her song September Fields, which came out in 2014. And September Fields is one of those songs that is so catchy and so vibey that it has been on playlist after playlist after playlist on all DSPs years after its release. You'll love it. We've also got a new song from Najiwan and Sultans of String, A Beautiful Darkness. Sultans of String won best group at the FMO, Folk Music Ontario Awards, the Canadian Folk Music Awards are coming up soon, and I will be in Vancouver for that, doing the show live from there. Here is brand new music from a wonderful artist. I got to meet her in the UK, in London, at Americana UK, and we've sort of known each other, for a little while. Here is Desiree Dorian with a new song called Love You to Death. I think you're going to love it to death. Here it is on the jukebox.
You are a seeker, but what are you looking for? You want to find peace in your whiskey dreams, but there's nothing at the bottom of the bottle at all.
Taylor's Jukebox.
It's so cool.
You better grab the
Big love to our national sponsor, Slate Music, supporters of all kinds of Canadian talent.
This is Bird Note. Flitting from stem to stem, a yellow bird in a tiny black bandit mask sings with a voice many times his size. Common yellowthroats are one of the most abundant warblers in North America. They're adaptable birds, thriving in places that pickier warblers pass over. So it's easy to find yellowthroats in urban areas. Check for them in marshes, overgrown fields, and brushy areas along streams or trails. Many people remember the yellowthroat song pattern with the phrase, witchity, witchity, witchity. During the breeding season, males may repeat the song an earworm-inducing 300 times an hour. Only adult males have those bandit masks, but females and young males have light brown backs and those signature bright yellow throats, which helps distinguish them from similar-looking warblers. To get a good look, you might have to look down rather than up. Yellowthroats spend most of their time among low-growing plants and shrub branches. There, they feast on insects and spiders on leaves and bark, or grab a snack from a fruit bush. Common yellowthroats are warblers that are skillful at living alongside people, making them a great introduction to the songs and bright colors of the warbler family. For Bird Note, I'm Ariana Rimmel.